I'm Abby Fencher Swanson, and this is Harvest Public Media's Field Notes, in which we talk to newsmakers and experts about important issues related to food production. The new PBS documentary, The Dust Bowl, is full of vivid scenes of black clouds of dust whipping across bone-dry prairie. The film also features incredible firsthand accounts from 26 survivors who lived through the dust storms and the poverty of the 1930s. Harvest Public Media's Grant Gerlach talked to Dayton Duncan about what it was like to hear their stories. Duncan wrote and co-produced the documentary, which was directed by Ken Burns.
The firsthand history of the Dust Bowl, it's really starting to disappear.
Yeah, this is the 1930s, and so by definition, a young person would be 85 now, and some of them were in their late 90s. What was amazing is that it was a childhood memory, but it was as vivid as if it was yesterday for them. And I think that's a testament to just how catastrophic things were and therefore how burning the memories are.
When it comes to laying out responsibility for the disaster that did occur, farmers took a lot of that responsibility on themselves. And, you know, the sense I get from the film is they saw it as a moral failing.
This is sort of a parable of sorts. It's about our willingness to sort of ignore things that we already know better about simply because the prospect of profits are too enticing. So you think that if land prices are going to go up, they're always going to go up. You think that just because there's a wet cycle, there's never going to be another drought. If you think it was bad this year, how dry it was, think about that being the first of 8 or 9 years or almost 10 years. Then you start to come to at least a partial understanding of what the Dust Bowl was like. We have to pay attention to our relationship to the land and to the environment because we sometimes arrogantly think that we are sort of above it and don't need to pay attention to it and that, you know, we can control it. And the simple fact is that we can't. And unless we pay attention to it and are humble in front of it, we are setting ourselves up for disaster.
And so many people left, but most people stayed, and I thought that was surprising. Can you put your finger on a reason that some people stayed, some people left?
In the end, about a quarter of them couldn't make it and did pull up stakes and leave, but remarkably, three-quarters of them stayed. Now, that part of that was the help of the federal government. That is what made it really possible for them to hang on. And most importantly, and what I think our film also shows, is this incredible grit in the face of these unimaginable events going on around them. They loved their place, and they were determined to try to stick it out, if at all possible, to hold on to that land.
Harvest Public Media's Grant Gerlach spoke with Dayton Duncan, the writer and co-producer of the new PBS film, The Dust Bowl. And that's this week's Field Notes. I'm Abby Fentress Swanson. To get more episodes of Field Notes, visit harvestpublicmedia.org. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of KBIA and other public media stations across the Midwest.